Well, it's more the same for the Aussie share market with a second successive day of losses, the ASX 200. Slightly weaker, down around 11 points, a little bit less than a fifth of 1% to 7,113 points, and trading in a relatively tight range throughout the day. We had the big banks and miners improving to really help minimise the broader losses on the market. CBA, one of the best for the major banks, up close to 1%. BHP also helping to lift the major miners. BHP this morning announced its first half profit numbers, and it did lift its underlying profit quite substantially, also helped by the fact that iron ore prices have been elevated over the first half, also helping to lift its interim dividend as well. Fortescue Metals, another strong performer, up around 1.3%. We did see some heavy losses, however, coming through from the health and tech sectors, and a lot of those companies that underperformed were those that were releasing profit results today. So this week certainly has been, and will be, the busiest of the season. Today, the likes of Ansell down close to 3% on its profit numbers. Cochlear, the hearing device maker, sliding nearly 3.5%, although it did manage to lift first half net profit. It did reiterate the fact that it's expecting a hit to its second half sales, particularly in China due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Altium, which is a software company, released results at the close yesterday. Its shares are responding today with a decline of close to 8%. It also has been impacted. It's expecting its full-year revenue numbers at the lower end of its previously announced guidance due to the fact that there will be some impact out of its Chinese business. Elsewhere, Coles down around the 1% market, announced a mixed half-year report. Supermarket sales did lift, but liquor sales are expected to be weaker, a little bit weaker. Also, plenty of negative attention due to the $20 million of underpayments to a number of its supermarket staff. Another decline today was Seven West Media, tumbling around 21% to close out today's session, hitting all-time lows. It swung into a net loss of around $66 million on some significant impairments, and also continues to see ad revenue falling, particularly in its TV business. The Aussie dollar a little weaker as well. It's down to around 66.9 US cents ahead of tomorrow's wages data.